And welcome back. It's Eric Robinson here, and we're here to look at your union finances. We want to make sure that our money is being spent in the proper manner. And good old Members First is currently in office. Members for Members is not in office. And so we're going to look at how Members First has been spending their money since 2008. Good old Jaime Vasquez took office then. We're here at our Google search engine. We're going to type in LM2 reports. Okay, there we go. Then we're going to click on the DOL.gov site right here. I'm going to scroll down. We're going to go down here to union search, right? And then we're going to wait for the 34,000 files to upload. Now, while we wait for that to upload, one of the things that we want to focus on, we're getting ready to have our ballot sent out here on the 21st. And we want you guys to vote Members for Members. One of the things you want to consider is the money that you're currently collecting or gathering or spending or giving to the union, shall I say, the money that you're currently giving to the local, is it being spent in the right way? And if it's not, should you guys continue to vote for these individuals to keep them in office? And why is this important? The reason why it's important is because if the money's not being spent properly, then members are probably not getting the best representation they can get. They're probably not getting the best contracts that they can get, and that's because they're not able to leverage the strike action because they don't have a strike fund. And if the local doesn't have a strike fund, then they're most likely leaning on the international. And we understand that the international covers all Teamsters. So, you know, you may get a smaller subsidy from them. And if your local union had funding, they would be able to add to that to help strengthen the member during a strike. So now that we're here, we're going to go to union name right here. And we're going to type in Teamster. Teamsters, plural, please. Then we're going to type in right here at the number. We're going to type in 542 and it should pop up right here. Mine's is already highlighted. Once you click on it, it'll bring up all the financials going back to 2012 right here. But I like to click on the view reporting history, click download, let that download, open it up, double click on it. And let it open. Okay. And so here is the Teamsters Local Union 542, right? Their reporting history. Isn't that awesome? It goes all the way back to, let's see here, 2001. So we're going to focus on Jaime's term, which starts at 2008 here. Now, for the interest of time, I've already gotten this information up here, but in a streamlined form. I just took out some of the other stuff that we don't need as far as members and all how many members we had. We took that out and we kind of streamlined it down to just what's been received and the disbursements and the total assets, right? And so let's get started here. So in 2008 here, we received $3.6 million and we spent $3.8 million, or shall I say, not we, but good old Members First spent $3.8 million. Good old Jaime Vasquez, when he first took office, look at him overspending right from the get-go. Isn't that crazy? Almost $200,000 over, give or take here. So now, in 2009, you say, well, Eric, that first year was a rough year. 2009, $3.5 million has been received and $3.4 million spent. Isn't that crazy? $3.6 million received in 2010, $3.6 million received, $3.8 million spent. Overspending here. Lack of self-control. 3.7 received in 2011, 3.6 spent. Oh, and look, we got a nice little raise here in 2012 to 4.4 million. And let me guess. Yep, 4.3 million spent. 2013, 4.1 received. Oh, we're going to overspend here. 4.2, lack of self-control. 2014, good job, members first. I mean, you guys received 4.3 million and you spent 4.3 million. Now take a look at this. They almost get, let's see here, in 2015, what is this, 1 million in a raise? They don't save that money. They received 5.3 million and they spent 5.2. Isn't that amazing? In 2016, they received 5.1 and they spent 5.1. 2017, 5.4 and they spent 5.4. 2018, 5.6, they spent 5.4. 2019, received 5.7, they spent 5.8. They cannot manage money. No self-control here. Oh, they get a nice little raise here in 2020. And they received $6 million. And they spent $5.7 million. And in 2021, they received $6.1 million. And they spent $5.9 million. Way to go, members first. Spend it all up. It's not yours. I guess you just burn it all up. And let's just find out what the totals are. Total received is $67 million. And how much has been spent? $66 million. Since 2008 till 2000 or 2021, Members First has received $67 million. And they've spent 66. Isn't this ridiculous? These guys don't ever come around until they need your vote. All those guys out there who are working, Canteen, Republic, Costco. You notice that they only started coming around in the past 2 or 3 months. Yeah, because the campaign was here. I don't know if you guys knew that. But all of a sudden, when the campaign comes, all of a sudden, that's when they come out there. But when you guys are drowning, they don't show up. Folks at UPS, oh, when you're being forced in on Saturdays, yeah, they don't show up. Or when your pay isn't straight, you know, the helpers who are out there right now helping individuals. Mm-hmm. And helping with deliveries and everything, and they're not getting paid correctly, and they go up and they ask the business agent for help, and they can't get any help. Yeah. Or when you're being forced in on a holiday, man, this stuff is crazy. You can't find any of these individuals when you need them. But let me guess, when they need you, when they need your vote, that's when they're out there with their bag of potato chips and soda. Let us get your vote for a bag of potato chips and soda. I know that'll win them over. This is crazy, you guys. These guys have got to go. And they're like, oh, you know, well, we got, you know, over 2 million or 2.5 million in assets. Yeah, well, this was, you know, 2 million was already there before you took office. Matter of fact, you dropped a little here. But, you know, when you look at assets, you know, kind of like a home, you know, when you own a building, you know, assets appreciate over time. So that's neither here or there, but the amount of money that you spent here and what you received, this is ridiculous. Man, are we getting the representation that we're paying for? Ballots are going out next week on the 21st. Look for them in the mail. If you're tired of this kind of spending right here, vote members for members. We're going to be there. We're going to actually get this squared away and actually have an accountant come over, look at the books and actually show us where all the money has been going, all that good stuff. and find out what is going on and how to best serve our members with the money that we have. Because these individuals are not doing it. Self-serving individuals, ridiculous. Remember, vote members for members. We're on the left-hand side of the ballot. Left is best. Left is best. Members for members. Signing off, you guys. Have yourselves a good night.